Okay, so it's August month, and this month we are releasing the three episodes of Epileptic Inspiration. Now, that's the film that we've made a couple of years ago, a documentary, like a personal wine documentary of my personal life within Blank Bottle, and also the wine business as a whole. Three episodes, first one 7 August, then 14 August, and then 21 August. But with that, we've dug a bit through the drinking stash at the winery and found some older vintages of Epileptic Inspiration. So we are releasing a box of one box, or you can buy two if you want to, but a box, two bottles of 21, two bottles of 22, and two bottles of 23 Epileptic Inspiration. It's a straight Samuel from Elgin. And I mean, just a quick voice note on the reason why this is so interesting. So obviously in South Africa and in the whole world of wine, it is very, very interesting to taste climatical differences. I mean, that is what it's all about. No two vintages are ever the same. With these three wines, if you take the 21, the 22, and the 23, put them next to each other. All these wines are made in the same way. In 2021, it was a cold year. So the area is Elgin. Elgin is late ripening. Semillon is prone to rot. So our biggest enemy, and let's just focus on one aspect of the climate, is rain. So if we get early rains, these vines are not irrigated. So they are dry land farmed. They haven't seen irrigation for years, only when they were little. So that's, call it 15 years ago or 10 years ago. So the vines aren't used to a lot of water. So if you get early rains, these vines get water. They are like super thirsty, if you want to put it like that. So they'll suck up all the water straight away, transport it to the berries. The berries might burst, rot could set in, and you can lose quality. So the challenge there is the years when it's a cold vintage, then we get early rain. And if we get early rain, we've got that threat. So it's always my decision. Are we going to wait for the grapes to fully ripen through the rain and pick it after the rain with the risk of having rot? Or are we picking it earlier, making a wine of a different style, a little bit more green, a little bit more herbaceous? So 2021, early rains came. I had to make the call. I said, let's pick before the rain. Before the rain, it was the threat is obviously higher acidity, more like herbaceous notes to the wine. So I said, okay, let's use new oak. New oak in Bordeaux varieties battles greenness. So I said, okay, 40% new oak, brand new barrels, the rest in older French oak, a little bit in amphora, the clay pots. And so 2021, look at the alcohol, low alcohol, higher acidity. I don't have the analysis with me now, but if you look at the page, the acidity is higher, pH is lower, alcohol is lower. Early picking, more herbaceous notes. 2023, oh sorry, that's 21. 2022, warm year, amazing year, no rain towards the end of harvest. I let those grapes ripen to the fullest extent. I think we picked 23 March, if I remember correctly. So extreme late picking, full on ripe grapes. Again, a nice punch of new oak, and the wine full in structure, like proper food wines. Both of these wines, or all these wines are actually food wines. Then you go to the 23 again. Cool year, early rains, to such an extent that I didn't even bottle my late ripening Bordeaux varieties because we picked it in the rain and lost too much quality. But with this vineyard, we picked before the rain. With white, you can pick earlier. With Cabernet, you can't pick so early because the wines will be way too green. So again, on the 23, similar characteristics to the 2021, just hasn't aged so long in bottle. So put these wines next to each other. The most amazing thing is to taste the climatical differences between these 3 years. Sorry for me being a bit out of breath, but I have to get on with my day and just kind of record this on the side. All these wines, food wines, remember, low pH wines, high acidity, new oak, lots of flavor. So something that can do with age, but food, pick something really nice to have with it.